Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
The skies went to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
The A's are trying to take 4 out of 5 in the Motor City this morning against the Detroit Tigers. We got first pitch coming up here at 10:10. And coming up next, a very young A.J. Hinch, a rookie with the Athletics, fresh out of Stanford. His old conversation with our guy Ray Fossey, going to be really good. Vince Catronia from Comerica. Vinny, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Tony. I assume you're wearing your Townsend hotel robe this morning as you're sitting back there in the Bay Area getting ready for some baseball.
I've got the slippers on. I got the pin. I got the pad. I got my luggage tags. I'm ready to go.
I tell you what, it's another good day. The A's have been playing better baseball all the way around. I mean, excellent young starting pitching and some good timely hitting. It's been fun to watch here as the A's have turned it around after a struggling start to the series in Minnesota.
Let's talk pitching, because the last 8 games, we're talking about a 2.21 ERA, and if you look at starters, even better. 4 out of the last 8 games, 0 runs with a 2.06 ERA. Talk about the starters, talk about the pitching. They're at least giving the ball club a chance.
That's exactly right, Townie, and that's why it was surprising that the losing streak was extended to 9 games. It wasn't because of the pitching. The A's starters were doing a very good job. The A's offense had just gone stone cold. And as you were imploring this team to score runs going into the game on Wednesday night, they responded to your cries of help, and they scored 9 runs to take this series and now try to make it 4 out of 5. You know, it's been interesting too, Tony, about the starters, because Zach Logue and Adrian Martinez weren't exactly on the radar coming out of spring training. And they pitched 2 outstanding games back-to-back in this series. That's been, you know, a big lift for this club, seeing other guys step in. Paul Blackburn has been so consistent for the A's with the rotation. And now it's James Kaprielian's turn to show what he did in Minnesota with the adjustments he made with where he positions his hands, a little tweak to a slider, which is such an important pitch for him. He only gave up the 1 run against Minnesota's last outing, and the A's are hoping that they continue to see the Kaprielian, who was such a tremendous competitor for them last year.
You know, obviously giving up no runs is huge, but I'm looking at 2 rookies who just went out there back-to-back games and didn't walk anybody. That, to me, yes, the runs, most important. Number 2, no free passes, that's kind of unreal.
I think the important thing, Tony, over the course of a season, if you're trying to measure some success, one of the things that's important is controlling the batter's box, meaning if you're up there offensively, you're getting deep counts and maybe you're getting more walks, and the A's are showing some signs of that in the series. And if you're on the mound, you're preventing walks. You're forcing the opposition to put the ball in play. And I think as you look at that with guys that you're mentioning, you know, in 4 of the last 5 games, the starter has not walked a batter. So you do those kinds of things. You control the strike zone. You put yourself in much better situations. You know, 0-1, you know, Scott Emerson always says, win the 1-1 count. 1-2 versus 2-1 makes a big difference in the success or failure of the hitters. And the A's have been aggressive. Even Zach talked about that last night. I know I don't have 95 in the tank. I was not afraid to come inside. I was not afraid to come onto the plate. And he did that a lot, had them on their heels, and it showed to be quite the formula. It was fun to watch.
We got to get you back home so you can do some laundry.
You know what? That's certainly on the agenda leading into the series against the Angels. But looking forward to today, and certainly looking forward to getting back to the Coliseum.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Donnie.
So, interesting lineup. Jed Lowrie in the back. He is going to be hitting in the three holes. So, good to see him back, as we've talked about a lot. A razor-thin bench with all these guys down in the bullpen. But the good news is the pitching, they're carrying their weight right now. Like seeing that. You know who loved pitching? Ray Fosse. He loved catching. He loved getting his pitchers through games. We will talk pitching. We will talk about what it is to be a catcher in the big leagues. A.J. Hinch, now the manager of the Tigers. We're going to go in the way back machine. Ray Fosse with A.J. Hinch as a rookie with the A's, fresh out of Stanford. Next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
This is A's Total Access.
And now time for Ray Fosse and A.J. Hinch.
Before we talk about baseball and catching, I have to talk about this big smile on your face because of the long drive contest yesterday in the A's Community Fund Golf Tournament. You were the winner. Talk about your long drive.
I'm telling everybody that I'm the strongest guy on the team. Everybody just doesn't know it. You know, I've got the most length, but I guess it's one of those things where everybody gets lucky and I caught a ball. It might have been the only shot all day I hit straight, and I was kind of using Tom Candiotti's club, so I've got to give him a little positive press. And it was a good day. It was a fun day for everybody to get out on the course and get away from from baseball and enjoy some good times with the community.
How much have you played golf throughout your life?
I probably play in the off season. I probably play a couple times a week, but you know, during the season it's so tough, and when days off come, you want to really take them as days off. And I kind of have that superstition that I don't want it to mess up my baseball swing, and maybe it'll actually get me back on track here with the golf swing yesterday.
Now, Tom Candiotti has to really enjoy you because you catch him with a knuckleball every time he pitches, yet he pulled a trick on you yesterday, kind of upset you because we were waiting last night to present you with the award, but you weren't there for some reason.
He chased me off. He was the last group that was on 18, and I'd driven my cart all the way from the hole that I was on just to see if I was still in first place. And he drove the ball, and I didn't know whether it was close or not. And here he comes up to me after the outing and says he was 2 feet further than me, and to go home because I wasn't going to get an award. And he pulled my leg enough to almost ruin my day. I went home with my tail between my legs, and woke up this morning. He comes up and was told me he was disappointed I didn't stick around because I'd won.
We had it all planned to really get on you. Listen, talk about your involvement in the community, because I think of all the young players here, you seem to be out in the community more than anybody. What do you enjoy most about getting out with the people?
I enjoy being with kids. And I think, you know, I remember when when people, used, whether it be a policeman or a fireman or a baseball player or a football player, come out into the community. And I remember how it used to be when I was a kid, and I used to love to have those guys come and talk to me. And it was almost like whatever that person said was gospel, you know, and it was something that really stuck in my mind. And so if I can use that, you know, use this, you know, baseball as an avenue to reach out to kids and maybe influence somebody's life to stay off of drugs or to read to succeed or just be involved in good, you know, charitable things, then I see it as a great opportunity.
And I know you spend some time, even when you're playing the night game, you go out during the day, and you talk about golf relaxing you. How much does that relax you, knowing you are helping the kids, but yet it's the day of a game and kind of help you relax?
Well, it's part of it. You know, it's one of those things that, it, you know, you take it as one of your responsibilities. You know, I know there's been a big debate on whether the responsibility of a baseball player is a role model, and I believe it is. You know, whether we like it or not, we're out in the public, and these kids love us. They love, you know, whether I'm a rookie like myself or whether you're Ricky Henderson, these kids really attach to us and want to be a part of our lives, and all you have to do is smile at them, sign their ball, and maybe touch somebody, and you never know how long that can last for them.
Catcher A.J. Hinch joins me on A's warm-up, and halfway point of your rookie season. As you look back the first half of the season, it is getting that time of the year. What stands out the most?
Probably the roller coaster ride I've been on. You know, it's just a good opportunity to get my feet wet, you know, and I think I learned so much from the season, more out of failure than out of the success, just because, you know, I made the task a little bit tougher than it was in the first half and put a lot of pressure on myself and trying to find my place in the lineup and in the league and whether I, you know, what do I belong here, what the situation was, and I got slapped in the face with some failure, and I learned how to get back up after you get knocked down. And you know, after being through the league and you get the butterflies that aren't there anymore because you're accustomed to playing this level of baseball, it's something that I'm looking forward to the second half of the season to maybe play a little more relaxed and a little more at ease and enjoy it a little bit more, because, you know, it's fun up here. It's the big leagues, and I'm 24 years old, and I have to remember to enjoy that it's the same game that I've played for all my life.
You're doing a good job catching. I know, talking to Denny Wallen, you made some adjustments with your swing. What have you done?
Well, you know, I've changed my hand placement a little bit to just give me a more consistent approach. And, you know, with these guys, I was actually talking to Denny today about the late movement and the nasty breaking balls that I'm seeing here. You don't have very much room for error. And I think that's what I got caught up for the month-long struggle that I had was I didn't make the adjustment. I didn't have enough time and I was trying to learn on the job. And I've been able to work in the cage, and McFarland's done a great job to kind of protect me a little bit and make it easier on me. And I've been able to get my swing back to where the last 10 days to 14 days I've been able to have a consistent swing. May not get all the success that I want, but it's an approach, and I kind of take it as a marathon. This isn't a sprint race, it's a marathon, and I'm getting better every day.
Speaking of the veteran Mike McFarland, what has he meant to you? And it seems like you're inseparable, whether it's on the field or off the field. It seems like you guys are always together.
You know, part of his contract, I think in the fine print, says he has to hang out with me all the time and be my big brother and kind of a kick in the pants sometimes. And he's been great for me, because no one knows the league better than he does. You know, 10 years behind the dish with all the umpires and all the hitters, he's a consummate professional. And I think he's being a great influence on me, just to teach me how to do this, how to be in the big leagues, how to call the game, how to take responsibility when Todd Helton hits a home run the other night. And you know, it's to feel bad, because it's part of our responsibility. And you know, he's just teaching me the finer tuning of baseball.
And what does this say about a guy who's had a very good major league career and probably would like to play more, but yet he's willing to help you?
I'd say it tells you a lot about the person inside of him. You know, he's coming to a place, you know, he has a home in Kansas City, his wife and kids are there, and he's coming out to California where, you know, his parents are, but that's just about it. And it says a lot about a guy who has made enough money along his career that he could probably retire at any point and be fine. But he loves influencing people like myself. And I'm trying to talk him into sticking around for next year already.
I think we all will. Best of luck to you. Thanks for the visit.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that is A.J. Hinch, the long drive champion in yesterday's Community Fun Golf Tournament. Also catcher for the Athletics.
Wow. A.J. Hinch sounds so different. And, of course, we now all look at him differently than we did way back when. Coming up next, part two, Jessica Kleinschmidt and Ryan Spader. He's a great follow on Twitter. You can follow him at The Ace of Spader. That's next right here. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt with the Ace of Spader, Ryan Spader. Follow him on Twitter. He's fantastic. And here they're talking about the great Ricky Henderson.
The actual GOAT, the Man of Steel, Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson, A's legend. I will say that until I'm blue in the face. Before we get into some of these crazy numbers, you've had the opportunity to meet him. What was that like? I know you love gushing about him.
So I'll try to make this as quick as possible, the quick version of this story. Rock Raines was kind enough to invite me to his Hall of Fame induction. Also love gushing about that. He thinks that some of the stats, some of the numbers that were brought out after the fact about his career are what helped get him into the Hall of Fame. And so I met him through doing some of those numbers, and he did a blurb on one of the books. And he asked us at the dinner. It's sort of set up like a wedding style. And sure enough, Ricky Henderson's at the same table as me. And I had to have like 5 or 6 beers before I had the courage to introduce myself to Ricky Henderson. I do. And in probably the most charming way possible. I mean, these aren't his exact words, but he basically said, "All right, who are you and what are you doing here?" And I told him, "Hey, you know, Ricky, I at the time I was writing for the Sporting News," and I explained to him how, you know, Tim Raines thinks that statistics helped get him his place in the Hall of Fame. And he credits guys like me with some of the coming up with some of those numbers that helped him out. And he looks at me dead in the face and he goes, "Well, what you got a Ricky?" And I'm shocked. Because first of all, I didn't believe he actually talked to himself or talked about himself in third person. Sure enough, here he is, almost 60 years old, talking about himself in third person. Mm-hmm. I'm ecstatic. So I pull out my phone and I try to pull up my best Ricky Henderson stat.
Ooh.
At the time, Ricky had, he still does, 81 leadoff home runs, the all-time record. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the Mariners only had 78 as a team. Of those 78, 3 belonged to Ricky. And I show him this on my phone. He does a double take. And I'm all excited because I think he's going to have the same reaction as Tim Raines.
Right.
This is a stat about my own career that I didn't even know. He gathers himself. He flips me his phone and goes, "Ricky, know all Ricky stats."
Well, I mean, that's beautiful. It's actually funny. He was recently at the Coliseum and I tweeted out, Ricky Henderson is here. And I got one response saying that's probably exactly what Ricky Henderson said when he arrived. Ricky Henderson is here. But the actual numbers, these are just, you know, the ones you get on Baseball Reference that are in italicized and highlighted. 1,406 most stolen bases of all time. That's also going to produce the most caught stealings of all time. 2,295 total runs. But one that was really interesting that you tweeted out not too long ago, Ricky Henderson stole bases both when Vlad Guerrero was 4 years old and when Vlad Guerrero Jr. was 4 years old. So the man of steel is more than just the steel itself. That guy was just resilient and rock solid. And what are your thoughts on a guy that could actually have as illustrious of a career just seasonally? Like you're there for multiple decades.
Well, to be honest with you, my favorite Ricky Henderson stat, and I'm going to mess up the years. Actually, I'll make sure I don't mess up the years. So before I even say that, my favorite thing about Ricky Henderson is just that the man loves baseball. Mm-hmm. He played until he got basically kicked out of AAA because he was too old.
Yeah.
He loved baseball so much that he was going to keep playing no matter what. And my favorite stat about him really talks about that durability that you are highlighting. And that is, he stole 56 of 78 bases in 1981 at 22.
Wow.
In 1998 at 39, he stole 66 of 79 bases, far more efficient than he was at 22, but at 39 years old in 1998. Mm-hmm. And for the A's, of course.
Yes, of course. Just insane. And just like, I'm so glad I get to be a part of an organization that had that. So this is the last one I'm going to bring up, but it still blows my mind to this day. I'm a big Chad Pinder fan, and he's not well known, but listen to this. You tweeted this out. Mind blowing. The A's have played 18,808 games in franchise history. And as you mentioned, this stretches beyond just Oakland. We're talking Philly and Kansas City. And they won against the Rangers recently on April 23rd with their lone run coming via a leadoff home run, thanks to Chad Pinder. When you researched that, you told me you looked at this multiple times. So this must have been mind-blowing to you.
Yeah, I was just like, there's been so many times that I've come across something. And my reaction is that of, you know, Tim Raines when he's learning something new about his career, is that's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that is true. And I went through so many box scores on Baseball Reference, on Retro Sheet. I'm thinking there's got to be something for which data is not being calculated.
Right.
And I'm looking at this, I get this result. And sure enough, that is the case. We're talking 18,000, nearly 19,000 games. And he's the first player in that team's history to ever do something. Mm-hmm. Now, it can't be attributed entirely to the fact that, hey, he carried this team to a victory, but he did from the start.
Yeah.
Hit a go-ahead, hit a game-winning home run as a leadoff man, and nobody had ever done it in the team's entire history. So to me, that's pretty cool.
Another funky stat, the ones that we love. We're going to have you on next time, and I really want to dig deep into this Hall of Fame voting and then Joey Votto. We're probably going to need like 7 episodes of that. But for now, thanks so much for joining me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Jess, I appreciate it a ton. Talk to you soon.
Coming up next, Alex Jensen, a tribute to one of the great right-handed hitters in the history of the game, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's?
head over to athletics.com/A'scast. That's athletics.com/A'scast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'scast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'scast today.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan-Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Revive the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Too tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces.
Going about the clothes and fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it.
That's right. Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign-up. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Stitch Fix
it. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron. And here at Comerica Park, there is a Miggy milestone counter in left center field to celebrate the achievements their star is chasing. One of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time, Miguel Cabrera had already done just about everything a hitter can do going into the 2021 season. He played a key role in the 2003 World Champion Florida Marlins, has two MVP awards, and won the Triple Crown in 2012. But over the past calendar year, Miggy has cemented his place in history by joining three exclusive clubs, beginning with his 500th home run last August in Toronto.
The 1-1. Fly ball right center. Deep. Got a chance! 500! Miguel Cabrera has done it! Miguel Cabrera has become the 28th. To hit 500 home runs.
No, I don't think when I hit it, I say, come on, get up, something like that. But I mean, I play in Comerica, so every fly ball, like, that part is out, you know what I mean? I'm glad I hit that fly ball here, because if I hit in Comerica, it's going to be 2 hours.
After hitting his 499th homer on the road in Baltimore 11 days prior, Cabrera went homerless through six games at home. And while he lamented the fact the milestone didn't happen in Detroit, he thanked Tiger fans for their support.
I mean, a lot. I mean, because last week in Detroit was tough. It was the first time by 6 years. I see the crowd like that, excited with a lot of energy. It was nice to see a lot of fans. It was nice to see the energy back in the Comerica Park. It was a lot of things going on in my mind because I want to do it in Detroit. But it's tough to hit home run over there. I got to say thank God because I hit it here. I get over with that and try to keep playing my baseball.
Miggy, in his own words, what the milestone meant to him.
I mean, a lot. Like I say, not only for me, you know, people around me, the team, my teammates, the organization of Detroit, my coaches, the man I have for my whole career, the people from Venezuela, my family. I think it's like it's really big because it's something special for my country, for my family, to be able to do this. I'm really happy. At the same time, I got to stay focused. I got to keep to my doing and trying to help the team to get better and win more games.
Despite ending the 2021 season with 500 home runs, Cabrera was still 13 hits shy of perhaps the most major milestone a hitter can reach, 3,000 hits. A feat he accomplished this time in front of his hometown fans at Comerica Park in Detroit on April 23rd in the first game of a doubleheader against the Colorado Rockies.
The 1-1 ground ball. Base hit in the right! 3,000 for Miguel Cabrera!
raises his arms. Iglesias the first to hug him. The Tigers dugout empties.
Bring me a lot of memories, you know, when coming the first time here in Detroit. Remember, we always had 35,000, 40,000 people every night, so able to see the fans come back to the stadium like that, it was emotional. I know what the fans mean to our games and to our team because they support us a lot, so it was like, I was really happy to see all the fans here today. Can't still dreaming about that, you know what I mean? To be able to see over there and see 3,000, it was like really special, really amazing.
In trademark Miggy fashion, hit number 3,000 came to the opposite field, something he has done better than almost anyone else in baseball over the duration of his career.
I want to hear. They leave me the hole open, so I want to push the ball over there, and thank God I do. When I see a second base play almost behind the second base, I was like, okay, you got to chew the ball to the weight.
Finishing the game with two hits put Cabrera at 3,001, one more than Roberto Clemente, who was the first Latino player elected into the Hall of Fame. Miggy on what passing Clemente meant to him.
I mean, a lot, you know what I mean. Roberto Clemente is one of our heroes. We were 21 and one special day in the big league, so that's me a lot. That's me like, well, I can't even say, I don't have words to describe like the great feeling I'm feeling right now.
Cabrera also shared his thoughts on the late Tiger legend, Al Kaline.
So, I mean, that's a really tough question, you know, because Al is one of my heroes, you know what I mean? He always say good things about me. He always say good things about how I can get better. And it's really sad he's not able to see it because he always talk about this moment. To be able to do it, I mean, hopefully, in somewhere he is right now, he's happy and smile.
And was Cabrera relieved to have reached 3,000?
I mean, it's a special number, so I mean, it's like something crazy you can't describe. So, being in this position, I always say thank God for giving me this opportunity, and I can breathe better right now.
Not only did Cabrera become the 33rd player in the history of baseball to reach 3,000 hits, he became just the third to reach the milestone with 500 home runs and a 300 career batting average also in tow, joining two legends in Hank Aaron and Willie Mays. But Miggy wasn't done, as this past Saturday in Houston, he became the 18th player to reach 600 doubles.
The 2-2. Swing to line drive down the left field line. Fair ball into the left field corner. Baez is in. Robbie Grossman around second. He's going to be waved around third by Ramon Santiago. Throw to the plate. Not in time. He scores standing up. Two-run double for Miguel Cabrera, and it's number 600 in his career. Wow!
With that 600th two-base hit, Cabrera joined Hank Aaron and Albert Pujols as the only players in MLB history to have 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and 600 doubles. In the penultimate year of an 8-year contract with the Tigers, the 39-year-old Cabrera will add to his historic career for at least the next two seasons before taking his rightful place in Cooperstown. More A's Total Access presented by Chevron is coming up next.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall, and out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
It's time to look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. What do we have going this morning? We do have one game. So they had to halt yesterday's game between the Twins and the Astros. They are picking that game up where they left off. We're now in the top of the fourth inning, and it is the Astros leading the Twins 5-1. They'll play another game after this one, a little double, well, kind of like a double dip. Warming up in the bullpen, you got the Mets and the Nationals, and then, of course, the Athletics and the Tigers from Comerica. Caprillion up against Breeski, and we'll get you ready for that, but not a whole lot of action. But don't worry, after the game, we'll have the full scoreboard for you. Now it's time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. All righty, Mark Kotze, how is Cole Irvin?
You asked about Cole. He threw a flat ground yesterday. That went well. So Cole will throw a bullpen on Friday, and after the bullpen, we will evaluate how he's going to go forward.
And then first time we're getting an update on Sky Bolt.
Sky Bolt is also going out on a rehab assignment. He'll be going out tomorrow to Vegas. The link to that rehab assignment is not clear, but we're happy to see him back and being able to play.
By the way, checking in on that game in Houston, normally I wouldn't care, but the fact that it is the Astros in our division, not the game in Houston, but it's in Minnesota. Looks like they haven't started it yet, but they're going to pick up this game, hopefully. I haven't checked the weather. They've been dealing with rain, but they'll pick it up today with the Astros leading 5-1, and that will be in the fourth inning. We got more coming up next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
This is A's Total Access.
Mike Petriello from MLB.com and MLB Network stopped by A's Cast Live yesterday. That is our talk show that we do Monday through Friday before A's games. We'll be back on tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast. And we talked about good news for baseball. The teams on the coast, the East and the West, are doing really well. Yeah, you know, you look at a lot of the stories and there's a lot of interest, whether on both coasts. And wouldn't you say that's probably been one of the things that's been really good for the game of baseball is that you have, like, the American League East, you got the National League West, you got both coasts with a lot of great baseball going on at one time.
Well, I mean, I would say that, right? Like, if you look at the big markets, yes, the Mets and Yankees are good, right? The Dodgers and the Angels are good. The Giants are pretty good. I don't know that the people in the middle of the country would think that way because the Centrals are both pretty rough. But yes, if you like coastal baseball, then it's been fantastic.
Well, let's start out here, and we're seeing it right now, is what we've always thought was a possibility is now a reality. If guys are healthy for the Angels, if they get pitching, boy, that could be dangerous. And right now they're going to be coming here over the weekend for a series. And you look at Trout's being Trout again. It's like every night he's got two home runs. Then Otani, whether he's striking out 11 guys or hitting two bombs, it's all coming together for them. Are you buying it? How dangerous really are the Halos?
I'm mostly buying it for now. And I think part of that is because Otani has only looked kind of okay at the plate, right? Like, he's been fantastic as a pitcher, but you have not seen the same hitter as you saw last year. So if you get that version of him to come back at any point, then yeah, they're going to be good. Like, it comes down to the same, I think, two things it always comes down to, right? Is will Trout stay healthy, which he hasn't the last couple of years, and he has so far this year. And will anybody pitch? And that's the part that's been interesting so far. I know Reed Detmers threw a no-hitter, and that was super impressive. And not to take credit away from him, that doesn't make him like an ace in my mind necessarily, right? Like, it's a young guy who's shown that he's talented, and that's really good. I mean, I've liked Patrick Sandoval there for a while. I think he's really talented and good. I think Raisel Iglesias is one of the most underrated relievers in baseball. He's really good. So I'm impressed with what they've done. And what you need every year for any of these teams is someone unexpected to show up, right? And so far, that guy's been Taylor Ward, who's been fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, when you're overshadowing Trout at a certain point, that tells you a lot. And when you look out west here, I mean, obviously the NL West. Oh, you know what? I want to get one more thing on the Angels, because I remember I also do stuff for our NBC affiliate here, NBC California, which our games run on. And I was trying to be not the old school get off my lawn guy. If you remember back, Padres and Giants at the early part of the season, Giants got out to an early lead, a guy stole a base early, then a guy bunted in the sixth inning. Next thing you know, Bob Melvin, our old friend, and Matt Williams, they're all flipping out in the Padres dugout, and the whole unwritten rules. You remember that game?
I do, of course.
Right? So I brought it up going, are you kidding me? Play the game. Stop it if you don't like it. A bunch of people got mad at me. Even Dave Stewart goes, I didn't see Willie Mays do that. Let me take you back to last night then. Are we now, if we're going to be get off my lawn, unwritten rules, stop playing the game when the score gets to be a certain, and it's Bush League if you're bunting or stealing bases, what about a pitcher on the mound, Maverick, our buddy Brett Phillips, and then, okay, hitter's got to still hit. But then you got Rendon going up there, hitting left-handed and knocking it out. I'm like, wait a minute. You're going to get after me for saying it's okay to keep playing the game, but the integrity of the game is when you got an outfielder on the mound and a guy hitting left-handed for the first time. He hits it out. Oh, it's great. Wait a minute. Willie Mays never did that. Willie Mays never hit left-handed against a position player. So where are we on the integrity with a pitcher throwing and a guy getting up there hitting left-handed for the first time?
I don't know, man. Now you just got me thinking about if Willie Mays could hit home runs left-handed, because I bet he probably
Hank
could.
Aaron get up, you know, there lefty.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you tell me if I missed something, right? But I didn't see any complaints coming out of either dugouts about that last night. You know, everyone seemed cool with it. Nobody seemed to have a problem. Like, obviously, you got a position player on the mound. Let Rendon hit the other way. No one was throwing at anybody. No one was complaining about it. I think if you go back a couple of weeks, there was the issue with the Giants and the Nationals, right, where they were complaining about that. And I think the score at the time was the Giants were up by, like, I don't know, six or whatever, and the Nationals were complaining, even though the Giants had put up all of their runs in one single inning, like an hour beforehand, as though, like, that's a big enough lead. I don't think the unwritten rules are as big of a deal anymore. Like, that's just not the way the game is played, and all the better for it. Like, that doesn't serve anybody.
But what are we going to do when guys don't hit? And this game turns into strikeouts and walks, and everybody's – I mean, if you've looked at our lineup, 230, we would take 230 with a lot of guys in our lineup. What are we making in the analytics crowd? Batting average doesn't matter. Well, obviously it doesn't, because nobody's hitting. What are we now at, 231 or 230 as a league?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that, right? Like, I think in April we had the lowest – league slugging percentage for a month since like 1992 or whatever, you know, and everybody is following the story. The balls are not flying as well, whether that's the ball itself, whether that's a change in the humidor, like it's probably a combination of multiple things. But I don't know that it's realistic to expect guys to just start hitting like it's 1985 overnight. You know, that's not what they've been trained for. And the fact of the matter is, ball or not, pitching is a lot better than it used to be. You know, it's hard to hit. It's hard to make contact. It's hard to put the ball where you want it to. So I think it's really unfair to say, well, we're not going to put any limits on the pitchers, but now you batters, we expect you to hit, you know, like you used to hit without any training for that. I think that's unfair. So I think you're going to see a lot of this season. But the one thing that stands out to me is every time there's a ball that goes out and you think it should be a home run and it dies at the warning track, right? It sort of depends on what your comparison point is, because if you look at the baseball from, let's say, 2017 to 2020, which is, you know, mostly a power ball, and that's what you think your normal is, then yeah, everything is going to be disappointed. But is this what baseball was like for, you know, decades before that? It's just kind of an interesting thing, because I remember everybody was annoyed with how many home runs we had in 2019. It's sort of hard to please anybody.
Yeah, the analytics crowd and batting average, whoo. They don't want to talk about it, but they know it's bad. That's the bottom line. Coming up next, well, to hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/acecast. Coming up next, we're going to have Brad Ausmus with Vince Catronio as we get you ready for A's and the Tigers right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model, plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
A's wrapping up the road trip today, and on this Thursday, we visit with A's bench coach Brad Ausmus, who spent some time here as a player and as a manager. We'll get to those Tiger memories in a little bit, but first, all those years behind the plate, what was it like the last 2 days seeing young pitchers, Adrian Martinez and Zach Lowe, not overwhelmed by the moment and the way they pitch so effectively? What's that like for a catcher, just having great rhythm with those pitchers in those situations?
Well, I think, you know, Zach particularly yesterday, that's kind of a dream when you have a young pitcher like that. When I say dream, a dream is for a catcher. A young pitcher who's very calm, generally locates his pitches, has a mix that gives the catcher options against every particular hitter. It just makes it for a fun day. Adrian, you know, this is a guy we didn't know anything about. Certainly a little bit more raw, but good stuff. And as long as he stays around the strike zone, it makes the job difficult for the opposing hitters.
What was it like wearing the old English D for you?
It was fun. I enjoyed my time here. You know, I was here for three seasons. Made one All-Star appearance as a Tiger, so certainly have fond memory there. Was part of the final season at Tiger Stadium and the first season, inaugural season here at Comerica Park. So I have some very fond memories as a player. And then as a manager, you know, here for 4 years, went to the playoffs, had winning years, two out of the four, and had some really good players, including guys that you household names like Miguel Cabrera, who's still here, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, David Price. I mean, these are names that are known throughout baseball and to all baseball fans. So a lot of good memories, both as a player and as a manager.
You follow Jim Leland, which is not an easy task to do. How do you just simply beat Brad Ausmus in that situation and trust that all the experience you had in the game was going to work as a manager?
I don't worry about who was here. You know, Jim and I are very close. We still stay in touch. I can't try and beat Jim Leland. That would be a waste of time. I think the players would see through it.
You've got a situation where players come to the big leagues and they talk about the speed of the game and learning the speed of the game. What's it like for a manager and like for Mark and your conversations almost moment by moment during games, making decisions at a very fast rate?
It varies from manager to manager. I think as a young manager, there may be times where the game can speed up, but if you're at least attempting or planning your decisions before they happen, it makes it much more easy to get through a game without that hastening pace that can make it feel like the wheels are spinning off. So, you know, certainly as a catcher in the big leagues for years, you learn to think ahead, you learn to plan ahead, and then when the decision has to be made, there's not a lot of processing going on.
Every season has certain rhythms. The A's fought through a 9-game losing streak, and now you've won 3 out of 4, a chance to make it 4 out of 5. What's the challenge, just that very close balance between avoiding those longer losing streaks and staying consistent on a daily basis?
Well, generally speaking, if you pitch, you got a better chance at winning games. Now, we've pitched pretty well even through the 9-game losing streak, which is a little rare. The offense was down. Baseball is a long season. You're going to have those peaks and valleys. I think we try to preach being consistent, coming to the field every day, not being concerned, not having a rearview mirror and not being concerned about what happened yesterday, but only being concerned about what's in front of you today.
Did you feel any older when you were watching Kevin Biggio play in the outfield for the Toronto Blue Jays, knowing that his dad was one of your teammates for a long time with Houston?
Nah. No, I've had that. You know, I played against Tony Gwynn's son, and I played with Tony. So I've experienced that when, you know, I stopped playing at the age of 41, so there's going to be some crossover.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure, Vince.
Brad Ausmus joining us. Tony, now back to you.
You know, it's very rare to play a 5-game series. This will be the 18th time they played 5 or more games, and just the second in the last 20 years. Hey, you win today, you take 4 or 5. Why not? A's, Tigers next. I'll talk to you after the ball game.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
Hi, my name's Kevin. I'm active duty, so I'm figuring out my options while I'm stationed here.
Hey, Kevin. Navy Federal Credit Union is celebrating Military Appreciation Month, so you called the right place.
Guess you could say it's like a match made for Kevin. Get it?
Very good.
At Navy Federal, our mission has been to help the military community for over 85 years. During Military Appreciation Month, we're celebrating the commitment that connects us. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.